Wisconsin gets 3 out of 5 stars for its measures to prevent drunk driving. Mothers Against Drunk Driving is calling on lawmakers to require ignition interlocks for all convicted drunken drivers and to legalize sobriety checkpoints in the state. A new report released by MAD rates Wisconsin on its progress of implementing drunk driving countermeasures. It shows that more needs to be done.
Well, the challenges that we have in Wisconsin is first is that we are the only state in the country that does not criminalize the first offense.
MAD Wisconsin Public Policy Liaison John Vos says as a result, there is a lower deterrence for getting behind the wheel while drunk. Like Wisconsin, the nation as a whole also got 3 stars. Vos says that indicates a need for increased efforts to reduce and eliminate driving while drunk.
If we're still unable to criminalize the first offense, a very good tool that many other states use that is not used in Wisconsin, in fact is against the law in Wisconsin, is sobriety checkpoints.
The state recently adopted enhanced penalties for those who drive drunk with kids in the vehicle, but MAD wants more ways to combat the practice. Vos says drunk driving costs the United States more than $132 billion annually. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.